Galnet News Digest, 17th of November 3302. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, Race Against the Machine for the Children of Raxler. Red Baron to the Rescue. Princess Ashling's Wings Fall Off. End of the Line for Donald the Trumbull. Race Against the Machine for the Children of Raxler. Two competing appeals have gone out this week for exploration data from some very precise locations. The Children of Raxler has appealed for data from the areas known as Hawkins Gap, the Conflux, and the Formidine Rift. A spokesman has claimed that this data may be pertinent in disproving the accusations made against their leader Salome, also known as Kahina Loren, former senator and former lady. Accusations that were found to be true at a recent trial in the prison system. Unfortunately for Salome, the Children of Raxler are pitted against the mighty juggernaut of the Federation's Astrocartography Department, under the leadership of Mark Devine, who has appealed for data from the same stellar regions. Devine was vague about the reason for his appeal, citing the need to verify certain hypotheses. What is certain is that the Federation can pay much more for this data than the Children of Raxler. Neither group is giving away information about what they're looking for. However, with very precise location specified, it seems likely that the long-running mystery of the Formidine Rift might soon be explained. Red Baron to the Rescue. An incredible cross-galaxy rescue was launched this week, after Commander Felix Macedonia ran out of jumponium in a starfield between Roncevaux Crossing and Beagle Point. He couldn't go forwards, he couldn't go back, because he lacked the crucial jumponium ingredient, germanium. There was none to be had on the one landable planet. Hearing of the noble commander's plight, Commander Chiggy von Richthofen undertook an amazing cross-galaxy journey from Jacques Station, equipped with a mining laser. Arriving less than 2 days later, Commander von Richthofen used his laser to blast germanium from an asteroid, and then unfortunate Commander Macedonia was able to scoop it up, and soon the happy sound of a germanium-enhanced Type 6 frameshift drive was heard, leaving the system. Princess Ashling's Wings Fall Off. Princess Ashling Duval's colony for ex-slaves in Yubuth is going from strength to strength. So much so, in fact, that the entire colony has now been struck down by a deadly plague. Duval, who pops by to see her ex-slaves once a month or so, has admitted she can't cope with her responsibilities and has appealed for help in sourcing vast quantities of medicines to treat her unfortunate ex-slaves. She is an angel, isn't she? End of the line for Donald the Trumbull. Last week he was campaigning to become President of the Galactic Federation. This week a terrible fate has befallen Donald the Trumbull and many others of his species. An arms manufacturer based in Hull near London Starport has discovered that, when compressed, the bright orange Trumbulls make excellent bullets. A local arms dealer is planning to conduct demonstrations of the new weaponry this weekend. He's quoted as saying that he believed that the Trumbull outbreak had been well and truly nerfed. And that's this week's Galnet News. We read the Galnet News so you don't have to.